Kansas has been wrangling with a long-term deficit in CAPERS, one that runs into the billions of dollars. The state has increased payments into the system and made other changes aimed at eliminating the deficit, but all those plans hinge on CAPERS getting an 8% return on its investments. If that figure is lowered, the financial hole would get deeper. At a recent legislative meeting, CAPERS Executive Director Alan Conroy said they've been gathering information and crunching numbers.
Then it'll be up to the board based on that if they want to revise it. Certainly, as we look to other trust funds, the movement has been to something less than 8%.
That could lead Kansas to lower the estimate, perhaps to 7.5%. The board could make that decision at a meeting next month or wait until next year. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.